You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Hold one. Arm drag.
Don't tell me.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hit the Books, the only weekly SmackDown vs. Raw fantasy booking podcast in the universe. I am your host, as always, Ryan Knightsey. So we got a weird one here, folks. A weird one in a positive, negative.
I'm a little offended.
Okay, I haven't introed you first, lady. So Mikey, the man of a thousand nicknames, is not going to be here on today's episode. He had to get emergency tooth surgery. He had to get a tooth removed, practically. Not essentially. He did. he got a tooth removed out of his mouth yesterday. It was gross, and I hated reading about it. But because of that, he can't really speak. So we want to make sure that we get some sort of show out to you and make sure that the, show quality is up there. But that does mean that Mikey won't be on this episode. However, that does mean we have a special guest today, as emergency as Mikey's tooth surgery was, we have another emergency special guest, today. I've referenced her in the past. She is, of course, my girlfriend. I guess the woman of one nickname, which I guess would be my girlfriend, Jessie Dubiowski. Jessie, thanks for coming on the show.
No problem. I'm the weird one. That's me.
Yeah.
I'm the weird one today.
Yes, you're the weird one. So, thanks for coming on. I know it's a weird situation to quickly pull you in, but, Mikey and I needed some sort of thing to come out tomorrow, or today, if you're listening to this.
I'm excited. I might not have too much of an idea what's going on, but I think that it'll be exciting, and I hope that I bring energy to it.
That's fair. Quickly, just for the listeners to know, what is, I guess, your relationship to professional wrestling?
I'm dating it.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Have you been to shows? Have you watched wrestling? Do you enjoy wrestling, I guess?
I enjoy live wrestling. I enjoy the highlights that you show me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really a sit down and watch on TV type person for wrestling, but I do like the live shows. They are fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like the ones where you can throw streamers and I can hit the people in front of me in the back of the head on accident.
What do you remember besides the streamers? What do you remember from wrestling shows that you've seen live? Is it just the streamers? You paused and I was like, is it just the streamers?
No, it's streamers and, the one guy who does a lot of flips, the short guy in Ring of Honor.
You're describing so many independent wrestlers right now. I believe you're describing Flip Gordon.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that's who you're describing.
And that Lance Archer thing.
Yes.
Which, by the way, you took credit from my slow-mo video, I believe, on the Hit the Books Twitter, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, that was me. I took that slow-mo.
Yeah, at New Japan New Beginning in Atlanta.
Which
I found out afterwards. I think that was actually Lance Archer's final New Japan Pro Wrestling match ever before he went to AEW. But you know of wrestling. Of AEW, you know of WWE, of New Japan, of Ring of Honor.
I can speak the lingo.
Can you give me some? I'm not confident. when I looked at your face, it was not confidence was beaming.
Those are the promotions.
Nice. Nice. Nailed it.
There's a suplex. That's a move.
Correct. These are moves.
I think that's all I got.
That's all you got for right now, I guess?
Yeah. I will say that I'm still going to pitch my favorite tag team ever. Orange Cassidy and Juice Robinson.
Never a tag team that's existed ever. I looked it up on Cage Match. It hasn't existed ever in the world of history.
But then it would be orange juice.
Yes.
It's perfect. You don't need anything else. You don't need, like, personal chemistry. You don't need storylines to align.
They don't need to be
good.
You
don't need motive. You don't need anything. You just need a good tag team name. And I think that's my biggest takeaway from not watching a lot of wrestling.
You know, even with that, I think you would be a decent wrestling promoter on the indies.
I'm all about the marketing. How can you market this tag team?
Well, I guess that's part of your challenge, because what we're doing here today, folks, is obviously because Mikey won't be here. Mikey did write up a card. You know, we wanted to get the continuity and, I guess, you know, just making sure everything's still involved. So the ghost of Mikey is now going to be flowing through Jesse here.
Yes, I'm channeling my inner Mikey. I'm wearing a beanie and a hockey jersey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're meeting a bunch of wrestlers like Joey Janela and Sammy Guevara.
And a Goodwill.
And a Goodwill. Yeah, so Mikey's card will be read here today by Jesse. And then obviously if the whatever randomizer stuff happens, will happen. I should say, speaking of randomizer stuff, last week's poll, as voted on by the listeners on Twitter, again, that is Twitter at HitTheBooksPod. You can vote every week. It's, you know, pinned on a profile. Basically, they're voting what they think was the best match.
Okay.
Or not the best match, the best card that we presented last week, Jesse. Okay. So last week, that poll, when I can find it, was that Ryan's Raw. So I won 60-40. So I won last week's poll. Another brutal loss for Mike. Not brutal loss. It's always been close for Mikey. It's always been like he's lost by like one vote or maybe two votes. He's always been close.
Well, if he loses this week, he can blame it on me.
I mean, you presented his card. So, I mean, I guess when it comes to the marketing of cards, it's now all on you. You have to really present this as a winner, Jesse. Or maybe your personality will help. You do have our cat right in front of you to really help you out.
He's biting my arm.
He's biting you and shedding all over the place. Oh, my God. We're a real family affair over here.
Yeah, all in, like, 3 square feet, because he decided we can't have personal space.
No, of course not. Our cat cannot do that. But, yeah, so I guess thank you, everybody, for listening and, you know, staying with us on this weird episode. Hope you enjoy it. But I guess without further ado, let's get to it. Jesse, would you like to present Mikey's SmackDown card?
I would not like to.
Okay, well then, see everybody. Goodbye, everybody. See you next week.
All right. Okay. So, I guess show opener. Yeah, curtains nice. Up.
Curtain. The curtain.
Spotlight.
The classic wrestling curtain.
Spotlight. One single spotlight. Let me see. So Sasha Banks opens SmackDown. I guess that means she comes out.
Yes. The boss.
After the title sequence.
After the cold open is aired.
Okay. She is the cold open. She grabs a mic and says...
What a wrestling nickname. Sasha Banks, the cold open. What does that even mean? I don't know.
So Sasha Banks opens SmackDown. She grabs a mic and says, "Look, I know everyone wants an explanation about what I did to Bayley last week. It's really simple. She was dragging us both down."
Did our cat just bite you?
Yes. Dragging us both down. Jeez, wow. Okay. "She has always been the weak link between the both of us, and it's the reason we lost the women's tag team championships, but I'm over that now. I don't think you are, Sasha. I dropped that dead weight, and now I can focus on the real prize, the SmackDown women's title." Wow. Ouch.
Really
okay.
Going for it. Really
yeah.
Going for it here.
GM Page comes out and interrupts Sasha and says, "Funny you mention that, actually, Sasha. I was coming to address the women's title. At Backlash, there will be a women's title match."
Is that the announcement that Paige is making? Is that
yes.
There's going to be a women's title match at Backlash? Not who's in it.
Hold on.
There's going to be a title
Let
match.
Let me get there. "However, we need to determine a number one contender, and I plan on doing that with a little tournament. Whoever wins this tournament will go on to the number one contender for the women's championship at Backlash. And actually, the first match starts right now, and Sasha, you're in it."
Oh.
Damn. Can I say damn on this podcast?
Yeah, we okay. said worse.
So, first match is Sasha Banks versus Nikki Cross, and I don't know anything about either of them, so Sasha wins.
I'm going to pull up pictures as we do
that
this.
That might be actually really helpful.
That might be helpful.
Except
for
when
you.
We looked up heavy machinery, I just got a bunch of like bulldozers.
I did just type in heavy machinery.
So oh, this, I've seen her.
Yes,
I've
this is Sasha her. Banks. She's
awesome.
You watched the Royal Rumble last year.
Oh, wait, was she the one that like hid under the ring the whole time?
There was a couple of Royal Rumbles ago where she did that. You've watched Royal Rumble and WrestleMania a couple times with us, with Mikey and I.
I didn't like her the year that she hid under the ring the whole time, but I think last year I was a big fan. It was either last year or the year before.
I think it was the first Women's Royal Rumble, which was, I think it was 2 years ago.
I was a big fan of her.
And then, of course, there's Nikki Cross, who is right here. This is a picture of Nikki Cross.
Okay. She looks kind of familiar.
Yes. You've most likely have seen every single one of these people.
Well, either way, Sasha Banks, my girl Sasha, beats Nikki Cross in match number one.
Which I guess tournament match, there we go.
Yes.
I'm going to write that in just for continuity's sake.
Okay.
Okay, what's happening next?
Segment number two.
I like it. Oh, I should say. I like it. So Sasha Banks is saying that Bayley is holding her down and she's going after the singles title.
She was a little harsh. She called her dead weight.
Yeah. She called her dead weight, and Bayley is not defending herself.
How long were they tag team partners?
They were tag team partners. Well, they've been friends since NXT days, which is like years ago. And they were tag team partners in our universe since maybe February, March, something like that.
And she just dropped her like a hot potato.
They won the titles at WrestleMania and then lost it at the next pay-per-view.
Okay.
So real quick turnaround for Sasha Banks and Bayley there.
And then just dropped her.
Dropped her like a dead fish.
I think mine was better, hot potato.
Okay, just read the next segment.
All right. Samoa Joe is mad that Kevin Owens didn't put up the fight he wanted. I expected a real challenge from Owens after what he did to me 2 weeks ago when he bashed my head into that monitor back there. Look, no matter how the fight went, I'm still the United States champion. And with Backlash coming up, I know there's going to be a lot of you guys who want a shot, but I'm not sure that there's anyone back there that has a real shot against a natural-born killer like me. Matt Riddle's music hits.
Shouts out to Woody Harrelson movie Natural Born Killers.
Matt Riddle's music hits and he comes to the ring. Hey, I'm pretty sure you haven't seen...
Real quickly.
What?
I'll show you a picture of what Matt Riddle looks like.
I'm in like the middle of my... I've seen Samoa Joe.
Okay, you've seen Samoa Joe.
Okay.
Let me quickly show you a picture of what Matt Riddle looks like so you can really get into the energy of Matt Riddle.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, he's a bro. He's like a surfer dude.
Bro is his. He's the original
hey,
bro.
Hey, I'm pretty sure you haven't faced anyone like me before. I think that you got that title you got there would look way better on me. So what do you say? Maybe we can just have a little bro down, throw down, and Backlash, brah.
Never says bra, it's only
okay.
Bro.
Okay, a little Backlash, bro down, throw down. Joe sizes up Riddle and says, I'm in, as long as you bring your A game, you got a shot. It shouldn't be too hard to beat your lazy ass. Joe starts to walk away and says, by the way, Riddle, I'm not your bro.
Damn.
Joe grabs Riddle in the coquina clutch. That sounds like an ugly purse. But Riddle reverses it and rocks Joe with a knee. He picks up the mic and says, don't go underestimating me now, Samoa, bro.
Oh, my
Riddle
God.
Riddle leaves. Mic drop.
Oh, my God. So knowing Mikey... This entire feud was built around the pun Samoa Bro. I cannot confirm, obviously, but yeah, what a great Riddle impression there, Jesse.
Oh, that was so fun. Can I do more of him?
maybe. I don't know if he's on the card anymore. But so Samoa Joe disappointed at the lack of fight from Kevin Owens at the last pay-per-view. Now is getting challenged by Matt Riddle. You know, Samoa Joe won the title off of Humberto, defended against Jeff Hardy, who we beat and then, you know, talk shit on Latin the next week, then beat Kevin Owens, then talk shit on him the following week. Now it's Matt Riddle. Who is going to take down the mafia boss that is Samoa Joe, apparently? Okay, what's up? What's next?
Alrighty, and then match number two is Undisputed Era, Fish and O'Reilly versus Birch and Lorcan.
Correct. That is the team of Danny Burch and Oni Lorcan. I'm showing our picture of Undisputed Era. The middle two are Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly. A lot of visuals here, folks. Sorry about that, but she is uninformed.
Hey, I'm informed. I just don't know anything.
It's like you've seen probably every single one of these people.
Probably. I think I just need to see their faces.
Yes. Okay, so that's the match. What happens?
Undisputed Era wins. The air horn sounds, Mikey. Air horn sounds.
You have so much confidence in your voice that I love, and not like a nervous energy.
I'm really nervous.
Oh. Why are you nervous?
Because I want him to win. I don't want him to lose because of me.
What, you want Mikey to win or Undisputed Era to win?
Mikey. I want to like bring the energy that he wrote this with.
Uh-huh,
you know?
Uh-huh. You don't want him to like get demolished in the polls because of your lack of energy.
Yes.
So you're bringing it.
I'm trying. I'm really trying.
Okay. Well, what's happening? What's next? Undisputed Era wins?
Yes. And then video package, which I imagine in my brain is like Jumbotron lowers from the ceiling, okay?
Uh-huh, okay.
All four sides. And there's like video. I guess Braun Strowman is on video in the video package.
Sure.
Okay. Braun Strowman standing alone in the ring, single spotlight. Then a bunch of faceless wrestlers around him try and take him down, but of course he dominates them all. Then he looks
into
the camera.
Why are you fronting on me? You're like literally.
Because this is dramatic. This is like, you know, art school type, like interpretive motions.
Sure.
With the faceless people.
Very reminiscent of Lance Archer.
I don't know that reference.
Okay, continue.
But then he looks at the camera and says, "Randy, the monster among men is coming for you, your little buddy in that Universal Championship. So you better get some more backup if you want to take on me, because I don't care who I have to go through. I want that championship."
Nice.
And
nice.
Then, like, cut to black. And then, yeah.
Nice. Yeah,
super
okay.
Super dramatic.
So Drew McIntyre lost the last pay-per-view. He did not get the WWE Championship match. And now Braun Strowman is looking like he wants to challenge and take that, be the first challenger for Randy Orton. Randy Orton, Jesse. I was doing, we were setting up for the website, mm-hmm. Which is momentarily coming soon. Maybe next week? Is that cat letting the cat out of the bag? Maybe? I don't know.
I mean,
soon.
The cat's right here and he's definitely
on
the
bag.
He's
on my desk,
so,
yes.
Yeah.
But, I was cataloging, that's the word. You know, just like some data to put on the website and stuff. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Randy Orton has been the Universal Championship in our universe since August 11th of 2019. Still,
wow.
we're in what, May right now?
Mm-hmm.
May 22nd right now? The cat just licked your cup.
That's okay. He licked my face this morning, so it's not much.
Randy Orton, he has been a long reigning Universal Champion, and now he has the demon Finn Balor on his side to ensure that his title stays around his waist.
Okay.
So, good for him. Okay, let's keep moving and grooving. What's
all
up
right
next?
Next match is Humberto Carrillo.
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 Spanish.
I can't see very far.
Don't pronounce the L's.
I can't see. The cat is there, and I'm squinting. And Shelton Benjamin. Clearly, I can read there. Thank you.
I zoomed in for you. Does that help? The cat's still in the way, though.
Yes, I can look around the cat.
Okay.
I just can't. Okay, let's try this again.
Humberto Carrillo versus Shelton Benjamin. Who wins?
Shelton Benjamin. I don't know how, and I don't know why.
Probably
with he wins.
Probably with a finisher.
I would imagine.
Probably with Shelton Benjamin's finisher, which is named what? I'm going to show you a picture of Shelton Benjamin,
okay.
And you tell me. New fun game. Oh, I got an idea. Mikey's going to love this, and I hope he's thinking what I'm thinking when I say new fun game. This is a picture of Shelton Benjamin.
Okay.
Can you just name me what you think his finisher is called?
The Rock Hard Peck Slam.
What?
I don't know. He's got like he's very very fit.
Very fit.
I mean,
very
most
fit.
Wrestlers are, but he's okay. Got nice upper body.
Okay. What if I told you I have no idea what his finisher is called?
So then, why are we playing this game?
No. Let's move on. What's the next up?
Okay. Next up, Heavy Machinery is being asked about the challenge set down by One Nation last week. Tucker says, "I don't know why these two amazing competitors who have wrestled all over the world think that they're being overlooked." What is his name? Tozawa?
Yes.
Okay.
Akira
and Tozawa are no joke, and we've seen what they can do. I don't think me or Otis are going to underestimate them.
And trust me, we'll be keeping a very close eye on them in the coming weeks to make sure that they don't try anything sketchy. Otis shoots daggers at the camera and heavy machinery leave. That sounds dangerous to be shooting daggers at the camera. Like, they didn't do anything wrong. Also, they're a union probably, so you can get in a lot of trouble for that.
No, wrestling is not a
unionized sport. No, I mean the camera crew.
Oh, the camera crew? Yeah, that is a unionized. Is it weird to think about how the camera crew and lighting crew and everything are unionized while the wrestlers who are wrestling in the ring every night are not?
That is an interesting point.
I guess, to be fair, wrestlers maybe like a night are wrestling for working for like 20 minutes while a union lighting technician is working for like 12 hours.
True.
I was like, just thinking about that just
now.
You're
going to get like, a call from the local IOTC. 600. No, the local 600 about a shooting daggers at the camera.
Anyways.
Next match is Ruby Riott versus Dana Brooke, and Ruby Riott wins.
So Mikey didn't write this down at all, and maybe it's a text message that we need to send Mikey, but is this match for in the tournament? GM Page announced some sort of tournament earlier, and I presume the Sasha Banks one was for it, since that's what she was referencing.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Ruby Riott Dana Brooke match also in the tournament?
Hey everybody, Mikey here. Just a quick insert. Yes, Ruby Riott versus Dana Brooke is part of the tournament. I apologize for any mix-up. Anyway, back to the show.
That's what I needed.
I don't know. I feel like that was maybe one match a week, maybe?
Maybe. You can make the call right here if you want. If you just be like, yeah, it's in the tournament. This is a picture of Ruby Riott. And for, right, you got it? Got Ruby
yeah,
Riott.
Okay.
And then this is a picture of Dana Brooke, just for continuity. Continuity? That's not the word. Just so that she can learn, folks. So, do you want to text Mikey, or are you going to make the challenge? You're going to make it known right now. Just you're going to make the call.
I don't feel like I can make that call. I feel like I would say it's not in the tournament, but let me see what Mr. Manfredi says.
Sure.
And I can't find him in my phone. You know why? Because he is in my phone as Wolverine.
Why is he in your phone as Wolverine?
If you had met him freshman year of college, you would know why.
Okay, I do not know that reference.
He had mutton chops and a leather jacket, and he was Wolverine for Halloween.
Wow, this is... I really hope Mikey, when he's editing this, does not cut that out. In fact, I hope he doubles it. I'm kidding, Mikey, don't double it. That's all
Mikey,
your help.
Just know that you are still on my phone as Wolverine, and okay. I'm never changing it.
Well, do we say who won that match? Ruby
yes,
Riott or Dana
Ruby Riott wins that match. And then the segment afterwards, she's asked why she joined the era. She says, well, you see, it's a matter of a group of people who saw eye to eye. They noticed my inner struggles on this brand and saw what I've gone through for a victory. They know I'm willing to do whatever it takes to come out on top. You just saw me win my tournament match, right? Well, the rest of the guys will do whatever it takes, too. We want to be the top of the food chain here on SmackDown, and we aren't going to be friendly about getting there. It'll be an undisputed riot. What? Branding. Yes.
Undisputed Riott.
Yes.
Holy crap.
So, according to this
interview, she
just won a tournament match for the women's title.
It sounds like number one contendership is what it was laid out to
okay.
be. Okay. Or by GM Page earlier tonight. I'm slightly confused. I don't quite understand.
I feel like she's got this tournament going for... Am I getting this right? She's got a tournament going, and the winner of this tournament can be in the match for the title, right?
The winner of this tournament will be the new number one contender for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
So what does that mean?
That means, I presume, if we're reading this correctly, we are not the brain of Mikey, that the winner of this tournament will then challenge Asuka for the SmackDown Women's Championship at Backlash.
Okay.
I believe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Because, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Cool.
Are you confident?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, super confident.
All right, what's next? You got a main event match up here?
Yes. Main event match is Pete Dunne versus Adam Cole. Little background on Pete Dunne and Adam Cole. They're both guys that wrestle. Ryan is about to tell us a little bit more about this dynamic that I don't really know about.
Pete Dunne, former WWE champion in our universe. Pete Dunne from England. I think he's like 20-something.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Cole, the leader of the Undisputed Era.
Okay.
So he has a matchup where he defeats Pete Dunne in the main event.
Yes.
That's a nice match. That's a fresh matchup. I've never seen that matchup. I don't think we've ever had that matchup. Yeah, Pete Dunne versus Adam Cole. Who wins?
Adam Cole. Adam Cole crushes him like
Adam
a bug.
Adam Cole.
What?
You were very. It very felt like you were about to say, Adam. Like, what's the thing that you don't like me to like for me to call you? What's a pet name that you wouldn't that you hate?
Babe.
Longer.
Baby.
You okay? Now say Adam Cole and then follow it up with that.
Adam Cole, baby.
Okay, I guess that works. Every wrestling fan in the world is just like, ah, jeez.
What am I supposed to say?
This might be a very divisive episode. No, I think it's fine.
It's fine. Don't get mad. Just educate me. Somebody send me video clips on what I'm supposed to be referencing here.
You not want that. You would not want that. Awesome. Okay, so that's Mikey's card, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's the card. It's awesome.
How do you feel about it? Sell me on it.
Oof, okay. I feel like, you know, there's some good dynamics here. You're definitely getting, like, reinforcing all the building he did last week. Let me click around, because you're clicking Sorry. Around on stuff. I need to be able to read what he wrote.
Sorry.
I really like this idea that Sasha just drops her friend, like, dead weight, and then not only is in a match to be the number one contender, but wins mm-hmm. her match.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, like, getting opportunities.
Not only is she getting opportunities, which I think is something that, as a tournament, GM Page needs to find a mm-hmm. challenger for the title, so she's like, I need someone. But also proving that she might not have been the dead weight in that tag team.
Right, yeah. She's proving that, like, she did her part and she held up her end.
Mm-hmm.
And she can continue to hold up her end. But in singles matches.
That remains to be seen if Bayley will win her single match next week or something.
I was going to say, I'm excited to see if Bayley has a match and how she does in hers. I'm excited to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a good start to a pretty good dynamic we're building up.
Okay.
I don't really know much about Samoa Joe. Wait, he wasn't in a match. Okay. I'm really bad. Okay. I don't know much about Undisputed Era and Burch and Lorcan, who are part of a tag team.
Together, yes.
Does it have a name?
Burch and Lorcan.
Okay, it doesn't have a name.
Danny Burch and Oni Lorcan.
Okay, I really thought that there was going to be like a name there.
Yeah, some people call them Team 1 and 2 because they come out and one of them holds one finger up and one of them holds two fingers up.
Yeah, but I do...
That's it. That's the gimmick.
No, I think this match is good, and I think that Undisputed Era winning really, like, hits the nail on the head that, like, Ruby Riott wants to be a part of this.
It's showcasing that Ruby Riott probably made the right choice.
Yeah.
To join Undisputed Era.
Yeah. And, of course, her winning her tournament match and, you know, probably definitely being backed up by Undisputed Era.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Undisputed Riott little branding nugget there.
Nice, yeah. That'll sell t-shirts.
That'll definitely sell t-shirts. Yeah, I'm excited about it. I think that there's a lot going on here. I really like that the bro surfer dude dropped Samoa Joe.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just get squashed like a bug.
No.
You know?
No, he's potentially could be... Samoa Joe was upset about Kevin Owens didn't bring him enough of a fight, and now Matt Riddle need him in the face, right?
Yeah. I like that he brought it.
He brought it. He's proving to bring it, bro.
I'm excited to see, like, so he's maybe supposedly leading up to a match of the two of them, right?
Potentially.
I would really like to see that.
WB logic would dictate that such.
I would like to see that. Yeah, I think I'm pretty excited about all of this.
Nice.
Yeah.
If you like that, folks, you can obviously vote that card as your favorite in the poll that will be on Twitter. It'll be pinned in the pinned on our Twitter page at HitTheBooksPod. Jesse, you did a lovely job presenting Mikey's card.
You don't have to lie to me. It's okay.
I know you're very nervous, but I think you did a great job. Don't worry. But you should worry because Mikey did lose last week in the poll.
Why did you guys do this to us?
That's not the audience's fault. Audience voted Mikey as a loser last week. Not as like a loser. That sounds mean. He had a less good card. Does that make sense? Anyways, we got to roll the randomizer because Mikey lost the poll last week. So we're going to roll it on Mikey. So you're going to have to decide what happens. It can be something.
So I... Okay.
Yes. What's up?
I decide... Oh, wait. I thought it keeps... It's still reloading.
Yes. This is a common thing. But don't worry.
I liked the first one.
I rolled the randomizer, and it, Mikey will be upset by this. But the randomizer rolled a minor injury.
Okay.
So basically what that means is we're going to have to roll a D, whatever, to see what wrestler gets hurt or which wrestler gets hurt. Then a D4 minus one to see how many weeks they are out.
But do I have to do anything with the card?
No, you don't have to do anything with the card. You're
good. Man, I don't get to make some random decisions that I have no knowledge of.
No, that is the randomizer.
I was really hoping for the one that was like steal a superstar from the other card. That
would be great.
Because I was like really going to mess you up. Because I know a lot. Okay, so I don't know like specific terms, and I don't really know the in-depth like analytical knowledge of wrestling.
Sure.
But I do know a lot about your storylines and your...
This is true.
Which is an unfair advantage that I have that Mikey doesn't necessarily have because you tell me all the time.
I tell you all the time.
Not ever expecting that I would be in the shoes of Mikey for a day.
Correct.
So that was what I was really excited for because I know who's important to you and what storylines that I could really threaten to mess you up there.
So before we roll in my thing, you had 12 wrestlers who wrestled this week. So I'm going to roll a D12 to see which wrestler gets injured. What wrestler, knowing the storylines that I've presented to you, what wrestler would you think you would have stolen from me? If the randomizer had that option.
Well, what's on your card this week, I think, is the question.
You don't get to know what's on my card next week until I present it.
What's her name? I feel like there was...
Do you give me any sort of adjectives or any descriptive factor? I wrote 11, which means 11 is Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne is injured for D4 minus 1 week, so I got to roll D4. Any descriptors on what that lady is you're trying to describe?
See... Off the top of my head, it's hard to think of, like, under pressure. But do your card, and I'll get back to you.
I'll give you a list of the women.
Oh, I know who. Well, actually, I don't know if you fixed it. So I probably would have stolen... I know that there was
a list of my entire roster, so you can just see it.
I wrote a whole thing with Keith Lee?
Yes, I am doing
it. But did you fix it?
Yes, I just
did a lot of
things.
So if I had stolen him, would that have, like, messed you up?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, that's who I was going for. Him or, I feel like there was, like, a timeline in the women's division that was, like, really, was it Shayna Baszler? That was, like, you were doing some sort of, like, intense storyline with?
Maybe? Yes,
recently?
Maybe. Something.
Yeah.
In the past several years, months, we've been doing this intense back and forth.
I know that if I
had
stolen Keith Lee,
that would have ruined things.
You would have 100%.
I rolled a D1. Okay. So I rolled a D4 minus 1. I got a 1, which means 0, which means Pete Dunne's fine. You ultimately...
he twisted his ankle.
He didn't twist it. He got like a stinger. Basically, it's like he just got numbness in his arm, and he's like, oh, no, I could be injured. And it's like, oh, no, you're fine. He's like, oh, okay.
So you hear that? I'm the good luck charm. I can ward off the randomizer.
If you win
my magic.
If you win this week, then you're 100% a good luck charm. Right?
I mean, Mikey did all the hard work.
I guess that's true.
I'm just
you're along for the ride.
I'm just yeah.
Okay, well then let me
This is difficult. I want all of you out there to know this is difficult. Podcasting is hard and wrestling is really complicated.
And then writing everything for it?
Yes, but even just reading. Wrestling is very complicated. So, to all of you that understand the ins and outs, you're smart, and I applaud you.
Nice. Nice. Winning over the wrestling community. You love to see it. Love to see a baby face in action. Okay, well then, let me present my card for Raw this week.
I will give some comments that probably mean nothing.
Sure. You also may know what I'm talking about since you've
I might actually.
Alluded to the idea that you kind of have an idea what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to open up Raw this week with Paul Heyman, who is obviously the advocate for current WWE champion Brock Lesnar. He's opening up Raw saying that he will be watching each and every single superstar on this roster very closely. There are some impressive superstars on this roster, Roman excluded, who show promise for a match against his client, Brock Lesnar. If Mikey was here, I would have had him really do it for him. Of course, they will lose to Brock Lesnar, but the search continues. And that search starts tonight. If anyone on this roster thinks they are man enough to face Brock Lesnar, then do something about it. Stand out amongst the pack. Be important. I will be watching.
Dang.
Yeah, so Paul Heyman's really bringing the smoke. to this. He really wants a contendership, and you know, driving home the idea that Roman is no longer allowed to challenge for the WWE Championship is really driving the fact that we need a new contender, and he's on the lookout for one. Thoughts?
Sounds like intense and kind of creepy.
Creepy. Know?
He's watching. He's watching you. He's all watching. The time.
Yes.
All where, everywhere.
Next up, we have a match between Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. Of course, Nia Jax with the Raw Women's Champion, Alexa Bliss, by her side. Nia Jax wins. Miss Money in the Bank, I should say. Miss Money in the Bank, Nia Jax wins. Because during the match, Alexa Bliss pulls out the ref before Baszler can pin Nia Jax. So while the ref is yelling at Bliss, Nia Jax throws Shayna Baszler into an exposed turnbuckle. Oof. Which really hurts Shayna Baszler, and Nia Jax ends up getting the victory here.
Ouch.
Yeah, so a little bit like Nia Jax gets the win, which is nice, but a little bit of a defensive protection of Shayna Baszler in a booking sense. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. like, so sometimes in wrestling, when you're like writing matches or segments or whatever, you need someone to win a match. But you don't want the loser to look too bad. So you can do something like this where Nia Jax threw... There was a distraction by Alexa Bliss, who distracts the referee. Nia Jax throws Shayna Baszler into an exposed turnbuckle. Exposed turnbuckle just being like the metal that's right there. Shayna Baszler gets directly in the metal, then you know she gets pinned. But so Shayna Baszler is protected a little bit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Am I teaching
yeah, yeah.
you wrestling booking sense?
I got it.
Okay, well, let's go into the next match. For the past several weeks, Jesse, the LLC, which is a tag team with Bobby Lashley and Cesaro.
Corporation. Yep.
Yes, it is Lashley, Lana, and Cesaro.
Okay.
LLC. they have been attacking the New Day for unknown reasons. Like our cat is really bored of us because now he's
yeah, because he doesn't have me to distract him while you record.
That's fair. So the New Day find LLC backstage just hanging out. The New Day try to front up on them, but Cesaro, Lashley, and Lana aren't really having it. And not in like an aggressive way, because what I mean by that is they're just sort of like brushing off the New Day. Lana informs New Day, being Xavier Woods and Big E Langston, that they have no issue with them. They LLC were hired to do a job, and they did that job. So they're all good. The New Day questioned that, what she means, and Lana simply explains that someone who was going to remain nameless hired LLC to ensure that the New Day don't challenge the Disciples, Seth Rollins and Murphy, for the Raw Tag Team Championships at the last pay-per-view Money in the Bank. They did their job, and now they're on to the next. And then they leave.
Can you say that? Can you just be like, we were hired to do it, so no hard feelings that we attacked you?
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like there's still hard feelings. You still attacked them.
Fair. Yeah, hard feelings on the New Day side.
Yeah.
They're but New Day are upset because New Day even felt like they were being attacked by LLC, and they're just like, wait, someone hired you to attack us?
Who is it? The man behind the mask.
Yes, more mysteries on Monday Night Raw over here. Who knocked out Aleister Black? Who hired LLC?
Who done it?
Which was a game show back in the day, and that was one of my favorite game shows of all time. Anyways, moving on to the next matchup. Cedric Alexander with Ricochet.
Ricochet. I've seen him.
Hmm?
Right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Not in person.
Like wrestle, right?
No. I don't think we've ever seen Ricochet live. When we have
Or seen... was it maybe on TV?
Probably on TV.
But I swear.
You recognize the name.
Yes. Good.
Cedric Alexander with Ricochet. The past couple weeks, Ricochet and King Corbin have been sort of feuding with each other. Last week, King Corbin beat Ricochet in the Money in the Bank rematch. And after the match, King Corbin, even though winning, beat down Ricochet even further until Cedric Alexander, who was someone I stole from SmackDown a couple weeks ago, made the save. So now we're having Cedric Alexander against King Corbin. Cedric Alexander wins the match, defeats King Corbin. Thoughts, Jesse?
I have many of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if any of them are relevant.
On podcasts, you usually just have to continue talking. Dead air is bad, so you just gotta bring something.
Like, you just like, put me in the spotlight. Yeah. I don't know.
You're nothing?
You're nothing.
Okay, moving on. We got a backstage interview with the heel tag team of Bianca Belair and Naomi. They say that they've had enough of Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley. They are nothing compared to our black excellence, and we want to turn that into gold incarnate. Does that make sense? They want a shot at the women's...
There's a lot convoluted there.
We want a shot at the women's tag team championships. You know, of course, the Iconics.
Right.
Ripley and Morgan walk up, and Liv tells them that's funny. They were thinking the exact same thing.
Tag team match.
Looks like you haven't had enough of us yet, and the two teams stare each other down.
Ooh.
Yes.
I like this. Does this mean tag team match? Maybe, maybe not.
Not today, but tonight.
Maybe in the future. Wink, wink, hint.
Maybe in the future. Do I have it coming up at some point? I don't know.
We'll find out.
Find out. Stay subscribed.
I feel like you're teasing it.
I am teasing the idea. Next up is a one-on-one singles match. Murphy, one half of the Raw Tag Team Championships, with Seth Rollins by his side, taking on Elias, the Drifter. Elias.
Oh, is he the one that plays guitar?
Correct.
Okay.
Haha. And Murphy ends up getting the win here over Elias. Just a simple, you know, match over here. Next up, after the match, the New Day walk out to talk to Murphy and Rollins. You know, so if you're an investigative reporter, if you're Biggie Langston, which, okay, let me show you a quick picture of Biggie Langston. I keep saying Biggie Langston, even though his name's just Big E, because they cut off his last name, as you do in WWE for whatever reason. There's a wrestler named Mustafa Ali that they just cut off Mustafa and made him Ali, which is like, okay, sure. Biggie Gaffney? What the hell is that? Oh, that's in South Carolina, I guess. This is Big E. Does that really...
Oh, he looks familiar.
Yes. Does that sort of help give you an idea of what we're talking about here? So if you're Big E, or if you're Xavier Woods, and you're like, okay, LLC were hired to attack us to ensure that we don't face the Disciples at Money in the Bank, who would you talk to next to get some ideas?
Who wants to face Disciples at Money in the Bank?
What? Sorry,
I would talk to whoever wants that match, right? I don't know.
Whoever wants that match?
I don't know.
Okay. If I were them, I would want to talk to the Disciples, right? Be like,
oh,
okay,
I don't know who the Disciples are.
Disciples are Seth Rollins and Buddy Murphy.
Oh, okay. Because in my head, I'm like, well, they're not going to the Disciples because that's not who they're talking to right now. So I'm like, who are you trying to get me to say? Would have been helpful to know.
That's fair.
Maybe so, in parentheses on your sheet.
In my parentheses for people that don't know what I'm talking about. So I was like, okay, if the New Day were told that that someone hired the LLC to make sure that the Disciples don't face the New Day at Money in the Bank, maybe the Disciples paid for LLC. Would that make sense?
That would make sense to me. I would follow that.
Follow that train of logic?
Yeah.
So Woods and Big E explain that they talked to LLC, and apparently someone hired them to knock them out of the tournament. And since maybe you two are the Raw Tag Team Championships, maybe the motive lies with you. You wanted to take us out of the tournament because you knew we can beat you for those titles. Seth Rollins informs Woods and Big E that the only thing he is worried about is creating the best version of Monday Night Raw. This show is my purpose. And Murphy here agrees that us being the Tag Team Championships makes Raw the best it can be. Then my will be done. Big E laughs and says that he does... I wrote something that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm reading it and I'm like, okay, so Big E laughs and says, oh, so you are admitting to paying off.
Yes, thank you. I wrote Big E laughs and says that he does admit to paying off LLC. It makes it sound like Big E is saying that he paid off LLC. Like, I'm very confused. You're correct. Yes. Big E is laughing because what Seth Rollins just said makes it sound like he paid off LLC. So Big E's like, hey, we've caught you in a lie, basically is what he's trying to say. Seth Rollins laughs it off, and they both attack Big E, leading to a big old brawl with Big E and Xavier Woods being beaten up by Murphy and Rollins. Rollins and Murphy set up Woods and his neck to be positioned just perfectly with a shot to the neck with a steel chair when Kofi Kingston returns, makes his return, saves Xavier Woods. Kofi Kingston has been out for months. I forget how many weeks. He makes a save, causing Rollins and Murphy to hightail out of there, Jesse. So Kofi Kingston, who has been injured for 18 weeks,
holy moly,
makes his long-awaited return finally to our program, to Monday Night Raw,
that's
saving the New
time.
Day. Yeah, long-ass injury, 18 weeks. That was, and you know what was very upsetting about that? Is that he was our WWE champion, and I think we booked him to lose, but either way, it's like, oh, he's injured for 18 weeks now. So I was like, well, okay then. So there we go. Next up is The Miz versus Bo Dallas. Miz obviously gets the victory here. After the match, The Miz, who's been feuding with John Morrison over the Intercontinental Championship as of late, The Miz says that John Morrison... Miz calls out John Morrison, saying that this entire time, John Morrison has been saying that he is miles ahead of The Miz. And then at Money in the Bank, not only did The Miz win a 15-man battle royal, I was inches away from defeating you, John, and taking the Intercontinental Championship back. Then you had to go ahead and beat me with a steel chair right across my back, getting the disqualification. Which in wrestling terms, Jesse, if you're in a title match, you get a disqualification. Champions retain in disqualifications. So John Morrison attacked The Miz during the match to help retain his title.
Huh.
Yes.
That's some sneaky shit.
Yes, exactly. We call that chicken shit heel in wrestling terms.
So it is shit.
Yes. You knew I was going to win, John, and you went ahead and acted like a chicken shit. Guess what? I'm not out. I'm not done. At Backlash, I'm taking back the Intercontinental Championship and restoring my own prestige with it. Because I'm The Miz, and I'm awesome.
So that's like his catchphrase?
Yeah, that's his catchphrase.
I feel like he needs a better catch. Like, he had me until he said, I'm awesome.
It's very early 2000s.
Yeah. It was like, man, I really get it. I get where you're coming from, the pain and the, you know... betrayal of, you know...
The anguish
of him throwing the match.
They were
so
former tag
win.
Team partners. They were former tag team partners. And then John Morrison betrayed him.
But then if you end it with, I'm awesome, he needs a new catchphrase.
That's true.
Because,
I'm
like,
The Miz and I'm
I was in there. I was
adequate.
Like, yeah, I'm rooting for you. And then he goes, I'm awesome? I'm like, eh, he probably deserved to be hit in the back with a steel chair.
Fair enough. Next up, we got a video package. It's a video package that explaining what happened between Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt, the Fiend, last week in the last week's main event segment of the Firefly Funhouse. Last week in that Firefly Funhouse segment, basically what happened last week is that the Fiend has become corporate. Has become the corporate Fiend.
He's wearing a tie now.
He's wearing a suit and tie, or at least Bray Wyatt. He's let go, or he has that. You know, the Mr. Rogers getup that he's been wearing. Now there's like a suit and tie as well. And he's corporate. He was drinking
with the Fiend face?
No, not with the Fiend face. Oh, okay. He's just normal Bray Wyatt. You know, let me show you a picture,
Jesse. Love to see him with the Fiend face in a suit and tie. I think that would be pretty intimidating.
That's true, I guess. basically, it's just Bray Wyatt. He's corporate now. He is drinking out of a mug that says World's Number One Fiend. Very great. So basically, if you know, you take this guy, put him in a suit. He's corporate now. This guy, the Fiend with the clown mask and everything, would be scary as hell and whatever. But yes, so yes, that explains what happened last week. And then we have the main event, what I'm calling a Heyman hustle match. Early in the night, Paul Heyman set out the idea that he wants to, you know, separate the people, the big league from the small pack. He wants to have people presented as, like, big stars because he wants a star to challenge Brock Lesnar, right?
Okay.
Even though they're going to lose because it's Brock Lesnar. I mean, come on. So this is the Heyman Hustle match. The premise is, and we'll explain this on commentary or whatever, is these are four people that Paul Heyman picked exclusively to face off in a fatal four-way tonight to see if maybe they'll separate themselves from the pack potentially be the next challenger for Brock Lesnar's WWE Championship. Does that make sense?
Okay, I follow.
So, four people that Paul Heyman picked exclusively was Keith Lee, AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan, and Sheamus. They're all competing in this fatal four-way Heyman hustle match where the winner is AJ Styles. AJ Styles gets a big victory here. AJ Styles pins Daniel Bryan, in fact, in this match. So really trying to separate himself out from the pack. Daniel Bryan, of course, former WWE champion. AJ Styles, WWE champion like 2 years ago or something. Sheamus, sort of been wanting the IC title, but, you know, Paul Heyman sees something, so maybe that's good. And Keith Lee has been proving himself, but did not get the win here. So, yeah, Heyman hustle match. Styles maybe looking like, maybe impressed Paul Heyman enough to get a title shot at the WWE Championship. Does that make sense, Jesse?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Thoughts on that card?
You know, I think you have some really good moments. I will say your video package lacked the production value that mine and Mikey's did had.
Okay.
And the flair, you know.
Note taken.
Yeah, seems like there's a lot of tension, a lot of conflict going on here. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, because they're fighting each other.
It's wrestling,
but I mean, like, deeper than that, a little bit of, like, personal conflict here and there. Mm-hmm. Got, like, this underground hire
tag
storyline tag team going. I'm excited to see where a couple of these go.
What do you like about this?
Well, let me look at this.
Because keep in mind, not only do I have it's the new mystery is what I presented here tonight, is the idea of LLC being hired by someone. Previously, and currently still a mystery, is someone knocked out Aleister Black to replace him someone knocked out Aleister Black a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea who it is. Roman Reigns benefited from it, benefited from Aleister Black getting knocked out. We still have no idea who did that. We still have no clue. That was weeks ago at this point. And now we have a new mystery about who hired LLC.
Yeah, I'm excited about that storyline. Yeah, excited to see what happens in the women's division with, what's her name? Alexa Bliss helping Nia Jax win.
Mm-hmm. The tag team.
See where Shayna goes from there. Like, how does she fight back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not going to take that line down. You know, you're not going to be like, excuse me, you just threw my match for me.
I'm going to show you a picture of Shayna Baszler to get an idea of who we are talking about here.
Oh, she's not going to take that. Oh, no. Oh, hell no.
She is a former UFC fighter.
I am very excited to see how she moves forward after her match basically got thrown for her.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, I know who Nia Jax is.
Yes, I'm now showing her a picture of Nia Jax. And this is the current Raw Women's Champion in our universe, Alexa Bliss.
Interesting. I'm excited to see how Shayna moves forward.
Yeah. We're in the
that
wake.
Whole dynamic.
I am in the current wake of last week Becky Lynch announcing her pregnancy, which is amazing. Yeah. But I am the booking sense of like, okay, I just lost my biggest baby face. And looking at my roster, I was like, it's quite thin in baby faces right now. I need something. I need some sort of storyline. So this week is prepping a lot more for that eventual storyline to build up towards Backlash. Did I announce? Either of us announce any sort of matches for Backlash? Not really. I didn't.
I mean, we announced the
you being SmackDown.
Yes, the number one contender match.
Yeah,
Backlash. So yes,
it's definitely going to be Asuka versus someone.
Yes,
and it might be Sasha Banks or Ruby Riott, assuming you know however many tournament matches more there will be.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited about it. If you, the listener, liked either of these cards, either if it was Mikey / Jesse's SmackDown or my Raw, looking at Raw, you can go to Twitter @ HitTheBooksPod and you can vote in the pinned tweet that is at the top. Just a quick little poll. You just gotta, you know, put in whichever one you liked, Raw or SmackDown, and the winner of that will get the randomizer power next week's show. Jesse, do you want to make one final plea to the audience?
Please. Please vote.
I said plea and you turned it into beg.
No. You know, I think that it would be nice to see Ryan have to rearrange a little bit. See how he does under pressure with this randomizer. I would like to test him and test the strength of his story building skills.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would like to test Ryan's story building skills and you think that our storyline was better this week, you should definitely vote for me and Mikey. Mm-hmm. Because a vote for me and Mikey is a vote for awesome.
A vote for me and Mikey. A vote for me and Mikey is a vote against Ryan.
Yes. That is what that is.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Jesse.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Thank you for putting up with my lack of analytical knowledge and deep knowledge of wrestling.
Analytical? It's just knowledge.
I don't have much.
You did a great job.
I gave what I had.
You did a good job.
And I hope that comes through.
This is your second time on a podcast, I think?
Third time? I think I've been on a couple.
Yeah, we did round robin years ago. Yeah, but thank you so much for coming on. It was lovely having you on.
I would say anytime, but I think Mikey's much better at this, and I would prefer that he do this on a regular basis.
Thank you. Thank you for putting over Mikey as well. Yeah, so if you like what you heard, everybody, obviously you can subscribe. Mikey, assuming that his mouth will be in order next week, we'll be back next week. Assuming he has to do, like, follow-up surgery on tooth stuff. I don't know.
Put that in the universe.
I've never got a tooth removed. Well, no, I take that back. I have.
You probably have.
I probably have.
Yeah.
I had... did I ever... I mean, I don't remember, actually. Probably. I don't remember. I remember at one time in my life, I had four cavities.
Yeah, you definitely got a tooth removed at some point in your life. I feel like you did.
But if I did, it was definitely a baby tooth.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a human adult-sized tooth. Unless Mikey still has his baby teeth, in which case that's a whole other issue. but yeah, so thank you. Oh, before we go, can we do one thing before we go? I know it was just about the close audience, but I wanted to do one thing. I think Mikey would enjoy it, and hopefully long-time listeners will enjoy it. So, Jesse, we're going to do a BuzzFeed quiz.
Ooh.
And that is, which WWE finisher would you use? I just wanted to end out this thing as a sort of a present thank you for coming on the show. Because BuzzFeed quizzes are hilariously stupid, and yeah. I love them.
There was a time that I was addicted to BuzzFeed quizzes.
Really?
Just because of how bad they were. But, like, I couldn't stop doing them.
That's hilarious.
It's like, you know, when you eat, like, candy, and you're like, man, this doesn't taste the same as it did when I was a kid, but, like, I can't stop eating it.
No.
It's kind of gross.
No, I stopped eating Hershey chocolate bars for that exact same reason, where I was like, this doesn't taste as good as when I was a child. It tastes awful. Oh. I don't eat them anymore.
That's how I feel about BuzzFeed quizzes. Like, I can't stop doing them, but they're dumb, but they're kind of also mindless and great.
Well, then let's do this one from 2015. Which WWE finisher would you use? Pick a Disney song for your entrance music.
Ooh.
You can do Be Prepared, Part of Your World, Just Can't Wait to Be King, Make a Man Out of You, Bare Necessities, Friend Like Me, Trash in the Camp, Let It Go, or Everybody Wants to Be a Cat.
Oh, hands down, Be Prepared.
Really?
That is my jam.
Explain.
That's childhood. That was the favorite song.
Fair enough.
I don't know. I have a lot of nostalgia with that song. Okay.
Who has the best facial hair? Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Undertaker, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, The Rock, Batista, Brock Lesnar, Damian Sandow, or Daniel Bryan? These are all a bunch of people of pictures with wrestlers with facial hair, even when it was like Brock Lesnar and UFC with facial hair.
So this is the hard part, is like, you gotta have, it's gotta be good in multiple ways. It's gotta be full, but it's also gotta be like shaped well, but that doesn't mean it has to be trimmed short. You know what I mean?
Also, another thing about BuzzFeed quizzes is like multiple answers that are the same thing. A lot of these are pictures of like basically the same beard.
Yeah, but like there's nuanced differences here. You can tell who takes care of it. I kind of want to go with, I wish there was a better picture of Batista and his beard.
Yeah, because it's him yelling, so you can't really see the mouth.
I'm between The Rock and Shawn Michaels, to be honest.
The Rock, there's a picture of The Rock from the Hercules movie.
Yeah, I have to go with The Rock because, I mean, also, like, the flowing hair.
Yeah, it helps.
Yeah.
It really what helps do you solid. Look for in a significant other?
Ryan, close your ears.
Okay. Honesty, compassion, good looks, open-mindedness, loyalty, charm, passion, adventure, or money?
Definitely money.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Should we have done this at the beginning of the episode?
Yeah, we definitely should.
Mikey, consider putting this at the beginning of the episode somehow.
Ryan, close your ears. What I look for in a significant other. Probably I'm between like honesty and adventure. But I think I would value honesty more than an adventurous person. Because if I have to choose between the two. But usually, can find a little bit of both in most people.
Can I unplug my ears now?
Yes.
What did you pick?
Honesty.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Pick a macho man. We're looking at 9 pictures of macho man Randy Savage. Ooh, cream of the crop. Ooh, yeah, you snap into a Slim Jim.
So, yeah, man, definitely. ooh, Slim Jim.
Slim Jim Macho Man?
Yeah.
Picture of Macho Man when he was advertising for Slim Jim. Fun fact, the oh yeah Slim Jim, snap into a Slim Jim, it is because of Macho Man Randy Savage. I don't know if Slim Jim made that up or Randy Savage did, but guess what?
I would believe it if he made it up.
I would not be surprised at all. But yeah, Macho Man, Slim Jim, Macho Man. What would you do in an actual fight, Jesse? Kick them in the crotch. Grab the nearest object, presumably to use in a fight, I guess. It doesn't say. Punch and run. Finally, use your karate skills. Talk a lot of trash. Reach a diplomatic solution. Run at them wildly. Make a creepy face and scare them. Or stand there and hope they're intimidated by you.
Definitely finally use your karate skills. I've never taken karate a day in my life, but I've watched enough movies to know that I have a lot of karate in me.
You have innate karate skills.
I have innate karate skills, and they're just waiting to come out.
Okay. What movie villain would you fight with, obviously, your innate karate skills?
Mm-hmm.
Voldemort. Bane from The Dark Knight Rises, Darth Vader, Loki, Cruella de Vil, Jason from Friday the 13th, Gollum from Lord of the Rings, Gideon Graves from Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, or Scar from The Lion King.
Jason from Friday the 13th.
Fucking really?
Yep.
Why?
I mean, he's not like a supernatural being. I just gotta like...
He is.
I mean, like, yes and no.
Have you seen Friday the 13th?
Yes. I've seen one.
Okay, never mind.
But, like, I mean, in a way, but, like, he's not got... He doesn't have the force, you know? He can't fight me with invisible force.
But Cruella de Vil.
Eh.
Sure. Woo! This is a picture of 9 Ric Flair's wooing. Pick one, Jesse. Because, again, fun thing about BuzzFeed quizzes, what does this have to do with anything?
Nothing.
You're literally just picking a random option. What are you picking?
Bottom left.
Bottom left? Ric Flair.
He looks like he shit his pants.
All of them kind of look like
he shit his pants. No, that one, he's definitely like got that look on his face. It's like, oh, something happened.
It looks like he smelled it.
Yeah.
it looks like he smelt the shit that's in somewhere.
And he's not making eye contact because he's ashamed.
That's fair. Woo. Which,
there's nothing to be ashamed about.
Jesse, what did you get?
I got the Stone Cold Stunner. Yeah, I am.
You're like a rattlesnake ready to attack at any moment. You're cool, you're easygoing, and pretty dope. But you don't let people take advantage of your kindness. You're prepared to raise hell at any and open a can of whoop-ass at any moment.
Now, Ryan, do you feel like that's accurate to me?
I cannot say. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's episode of Hit the Books, SmackDown Fantasy Booking, SmackDown versus Raw Fantasy Booking Podcast. Again, thank you, Jesse, for coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You can follow us on Twitter at Hit the Books Pod. Of course, that poll is in there already. You can subscribe to our show. Of course, you would get not only this show every week, you also get our special pay-per-view specials. Our special pay-per-view specials, just to be clear.
They're special specials.
Uh-huh. That they come out every month or so. And of course, we have that brand new show, Wrestling of Statistics, every Monday on this network as well, which, of course, you know, all good content. And, you know, we're going to, I think the Wrestling of Statistics show is going to have a fun Double or Nothing review, which is happening this weekend. So stay tuned, I guess, for that, folks. So we have a bunch of stuff out there. Go listen to it. Go follow us. If you like what you heard, please rate, give a review on iTunes. We would greatly appreciate it. Again, Jesse, thank you so much for coming on. Can't wait to have Mikey back. Hopefully Mikey will be safely recovered by next week. Not to detract from you. I'm just saying I hope Mikey's better.
No, I do too. I really hope that Mikey's back next week.
Again, thank you so much for Jesse. So for Jesse, I have been your host, Ryan Knightsey. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. But with that,
we've only got 2 words for ya.
Book it.
Nice. Oh, now you're
book
doing
it, really?
Salt, was that salt and pepper? Jesus. Bye.
This has been a Countout Podcast.